下面是读经的时间，我们今天要读的经文在《列王记下》的第五章第1到19节。我们首先用中文，然后大家跟孟医生用英文来读。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings, Old Testament 2 Kings, chapter 5, 1 through verses 19. We shall read in Chinese first, followed in English.
我们大家一起来读《列王记下》第五章第1到19节。亚兰王的元帅奈曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾击他，使亚兰人得胜。他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掠了一个小女子，这女子就服侍奈曼的妻。他对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”奈曼进去告诉他主人说：“以色列国的女子如此如此说。”亚兰王说：“你可以去，我也答信以色列王。”于是奈曼带银子10他连得，金子6000舍可勒，衣裳10套，就去了，去带信给以色列王，信上说：“我打发臣仆奈曼去见你，你接到这信，就要治好他的大麻风。”以色列王看了信，就撕了衣服，说：“我岂是神，能使人死？我这人竟打发人来，叫我治好他的大麻风。你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？”神人伊丽莎听见以色列王撕了衣服，就打发人去见王，说：“你为什么撕了衣服呢？”可是那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列人有先知了。于是奈曼带着车马到了伊丽莎的家，站在门前，伊丽莎打发一个使者对奈曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”奈曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华，怕神的名，在患处衣上摇手，恰好治好这大麻。大麻和的拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？”于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人进前来，对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去。”于是奈曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴7回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。奈曼带着一些跟随他的人，回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。”伊丽莎说：“我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓，我必不受。”乃曼再三地求他，他却不受。乃曼说：“你若不肯受，请将2骡子驮的土赐给仆人，从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献于别神，只献给耶和华。唯有一件事，耶和华饶恕你仆人。我主人进临门朝叩拜的时候，我用手搀他在临门朝，我在临门庙屈身的这事，愿耶和华饶恕我。”伊丽莎对他说：“你可以平平安安的回去。”
Okay, that's a rather long passage, but we shall get through it together. So I'll read loudly and you follow softly. Chapter 5, 2 Kings, verse 1. Now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord has given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now hands from Aram had gone out and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master could see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel has said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him his message. "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariot and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servant went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down, dipped himself in Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood there before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant." The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. "If you will not," said Naaman, "please let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry, for your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other god but the Lord. But may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down, and he is lean on my arm, and I bow there also. When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servants for this. Go in peace," Elisha said.
下面是林牧师的正道。 今天林牧师正道的题目是信心的成长。
Now we should have Reverend Lin come and deliver his sermon. Today's topic is the growth of your faith.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
到底信心是什么呢？
What is faith?
好像我们都很熟悉，也常常在谈信心，但是一谈到信心是什么， 可能不见得一下子可以说得出来。
Maybe we're all familiar with this word and we talk about faith all the time, but when we mention it, we may not know the real meaning of faith.
有一位还没有信主的慕道朋友，他却很有心得。
A non-believer, a seeker in church, tried to give his view on this.
他说：“信心就是你们这些基督徒什么事也不干，就坐在家里等着神从天上把面包丢下来。”
He said, "Faith is like for you Christians, like doing nothing for your, yourself." But sitting at home, expecting God to send food from heaven.
我想我们在座可能都不太同意这样子的理解。
Maybe,
但是信心到底是什么呢
？Maybe, most of us will not agree with this interpretation. But what is faith then?
我想如果要来思考体会信心是什么，我想一个比较好的方式是我们进入圣经里面，不是去找一个信心的一个定义。
Yes, I think when we search on how to what faith really is, we should get into the Bible, not to look for a specific definition.
而是好好的来看一下圣经里面很多人他们怎么样在走信心的道路。
But to study biblical characters and meditate on their footprints in their lives to see how they travel this road.
圣经里面有很多的人物，我们可以仔细去观察的时候，发现到说，有些人是很有信心的人，他们怎么样在他们的处境的当中，来把他们的信心活出来。
The Bible has recorded many people of faith, and when we ponder on these people who with faith under different circumstances,
然后有些人在他们的处境的当中。为什么他们这样子的面对他们的处境，并不是出于信心
？Well, think why others whose actions were not sign of faith.
我们从很实际的一些一个又一个的例子里面，我们来体会到底在我们真实的人生各样处境的当中，我们怎么样活出真实的信心
？So from many real life examples, we could study why different people with different background will show different levels of faith.
我想这是一个很实际可行的方式，可以让我们真正在属灵上也是在生活当中来把信心的功课学起来。
So this is a rather a practical way to study and learn how to live a life of faith.
今天我们刚读过的这段经文好像很长。
So we read a rather long passage, right?
但是这段经文里面你却看到好多个人物，他们在共同在面对一个处境。
But from this passage, we see there are several individuals who were facing the same thing.
在这样一个处境的当中，每个人有不同的反应。你也可以看见到说，有些人他们的信心很坚固，能够冲破各样的难处。
Through these several characters, we see that even though they were faced with the same condition, but they have different reactions.
但是里面也有一些人，他们的信心就非常的幼嫩了，在困难、在挑战的面前，就站立不住了。
Some show feeble faith, and others show mature faith. Some show enough faith to meet the challenge of life situations. Others show lack of faith and failures in the face of life's challenges.
所以今天早上我们想要从这段经文来思想四种不同类型的信心。
So this morning, from this passage, we shall find four kinds of conditions of faith.
但是我们在思想这四种不同类型信心的时候，你们要注意哦，这四种类型不是通通是我们要学的。
But be careful that we should not model all four type of faith.
我先跟你们讲一下，免得你们该学的没有学，学到不该学的。
So that we should not learn things we should not learn and forget the things we should learn.
第一种类型的信心跟第三种类型的信心，请你们不要学。
Do not learn from the first and the third type.
事实上，第一种类型跟第三种类型的信心要分别变成第二类型跟第四类型的信心。
But we should go from the first and the third type and.Move forward into the second and the fourth type of faith.
所以盼望今天早上我们可以学到两个很宝贵的信心的功课。
So at least I hope all of us will learn two precious lessons on faith.
我们先来看第一种类型的信心，我称它为交易型的信心。
The first type of faith, that let me called it the business type.
就交易型的信心在这段经文里面的哪一位身上我们可以看得到呢？
So from which character we just read, we can learn, learn this type of faith.
你在这位乃曼将军，特别是在他病还没有得医治之前，你常常从他身上可以看得见。
So this is the type of faith that the general or the commander Naaman had before he was healed.
乃曼是亚兰国的大将军，专程的从亚兰国远道来到以色列来求医治，他得了大麻风，是不是？
So we knew that we know that Naaman was the commander of the army, the king of Aram. He came from a long distance to Israel in order to search for a cure for his leprosy.
你说乃曼来到以色列求医治的时候，这个时候他对神有没有一点信心？
Do you believe that before he came, did he have any faith to the God of Israel?
看起来应该是有的，对不对？
Maybe he had some.
如果他没有稍微相信，或者某个程度的相信以色列所人所信的这位神能够医治他的大麻风，他怎么会来呢？
Otherwise, he would not have traveled such a distance to Israel had he not believed the God of Israel could do something for him.
他之所以会来，就表示他有一点相信了，对不对？
So, when he set foot to Samaria, it was a sign that he did have. It was an act of faith.
而且他的信心是会付出行动的。
And he put his faith into practice.
你不能说他没有信心，但是你注意一样事情。
You cannot say that he was lack of faith, but you must pay attention to this.
他来到以色列，来到撒玛利亚，他带什么东西来？
So when he came to Samaria and Israel, what did he bring with him?
这里说他带了银子十他连得，金子六千舍客勒，衣裳十套就去了。
See, he brought with him 10 talents of silver. 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 sets of clothing.
你一定会巴不得说他不是去到以色列，而是去到你家。
You may hope that, wish that he did not he go to Israel, but to your house.
带了这么多东西来，浩浩荡荡的多少辆车子，来到以色列带这东西来干什么
？With a big caravan of full of gifts, came all the way to Israel for what?
来当见面礼，对不对？讲得更具体、更清楚一点，来打通关节的，是不是？再讲得更白一点，就是来贿赂的嘛，不是吗
？Obviously, this boatloads of gifts, caravan loads of gifts, on presentation, they are intended to grease the palms a little bit, right?
你要人家医治你的病，你不带一点东西来，谁医你啊
？So if you want someone to cure you of your illness, if you don't present some gifts, who's going to do it for you?
你不塞一点钱，谁来医治你的病？我们说有来有往，有来才会有往嘛。这是我们中国人特别了解、最知道的道理了，对不对
？As Chinese, you should know, it's always a little bit of a back and forth, the give and take. If you give something, you expect something in return, right?
所以你就看到这个乃曼，他带了好多东西来，尝试着能够用这些东西来交换一样东西。哇，他要的就是他的病得到医治。
So Naaman came with a large amount of gifts, intend to exchange for one thing, the cure of his leprosy.
他在跟他所信的这位神在做一项交易。
So he was making a deal, a business deal with the God of Israel.
不晓得你有没有发现到说，其实今天世界上很多的宗教，其实在本质上，那个宗教里面的那种信心，都是交易型的信心。
As a matter of fact, all the religions of the world, in essence, contain this type of faith that's making business deal.
几乎在所有的宗教里，每一样宗教里面，人跟神的关系都是这样子。神啊，我为你做这个，你就给我那个；神啊，我为你完成这个，你就应该要为我完成那个公平交易。
All the believers have this in mind. God, I do this for you, and you do this for me.
这个公平交易的这个规则，或许是人自己想的，或者是他们以为他们所信的神定的，总是人跟神的当中，就是在那里不断的交易。
So there is this fair and square business deal between man and the God they believe in.
人一定要投资够多，才可能从神那里得到一些利润。
You must invest enough in this God before you can reap benefit.
世界上所有的宗教的本质都是交易型的信心。
That's the essence of all the religions of the world.
结果你发现到说，很多的基督徒信了神之后，来到了这位宇宙的真神的面前，我们也一直在跟神交易，有没有？
But unfortunately, as a result, many Christians come before this God of universe still with this type of mentality.
神啊，我这么样子的信你，你应该保守我。神啊，我在教会里面这么样子的服侍，你应该要让我很多很多的灾难不都不应该发生，委屈都不应该发生在我身上的。
God, I trust you so much, I serve you so fervently, therefore you should help me, protect me from all the trouble.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你对神的信心是不是这样子的一个信心，但是我们需要认识到说，这样子的信心是非常危险的。
I don't know if this is this type of faith you have toward God, but this type is extremely dangerous.
有三个理由，第一个理由是我们没有认识到说，其实在我们跟神的当中，根本不可能有任何的交易可以产生。
There's three reasons why. Because number one, we do not understand that the fact that we cannot make deals with God.
你想想看，整个一切的万有全部都是神的，对不对？
You know that God is everything, all things belong to Him, right?
包括你一切所拥有的，包括你的才华、你的智慧、你的能干，全部都是神的。
The entire universe, including you and your talents, your wisdom, everything belongs to God.
你能够拿什么来跟神交换呢？
What do you have that can use in exchange for His blessing?
你贡献了许多的时间，许多的精力，奉献了许多的钱财，你完成了许多的事情。你把这些所有的这些贡献全部都拿到神的面前，说：“神啊，我们该换点什么东西吧。
”If you bring to God your time, your talents and all your accomplishment, and say, "Can we exchange that for something?"
神说：“拜托，好不好？你要跟我交易，你也拿一样不是我的东西来跟我交易。你拿我的东西来跟我交易，这算是哪门子的交易？是不是
？”God would say to you, "Bring me something that does not belong to me. Don't bring everything that already belongs to me. Come and make deal with me."
所以很多时候我们没有清楚地认识到说，在我们人跟神的当中，完全不可能有任何的交易可以产生的。
So we fail to recognize that between God and us, there is no such business deals possible.
不论你为神做了多少事情，神都仍然不欠你一分一毛。
No matter how much you've done for Him, He does not owe you one dime.
这是第一个理由。第二个理由是，当我们对神抱着一种交易型的信心的态度的时候，你发现到说，你跟神的当中没有办法建立爱的关系了。
So the second reason is that when you have this business type of relationship with God, then the love relationship could not be established.
因为交易型的关系是现实的，是无情的，是有条件的。
Because the business deals are conditional.
在这个我们跟神的交易型的关系的里面，你永远经历不到神的爱。
But in this type of relationship, you will never experience the love of God.
我觉得这是一个很大很大的损失。
That's a great loss for you.
就好像今天有常常在许多的家庭里面，父母亲如何等的爱着儿女，可是孩子们却一点都感受不到父母亲的爱。
In a similar way, frequently we see in the families, no matter how much love the parents give to the children, they do not sense one bit.
我们也可能在这位极其爱我们的天父的面前，我们从来没有经历过他对我们的爱。
We also could be under such loving God, yet without experiencing one bit of His love.
因为我们一直都在那边算计、算计又算计，我给了神多少，神到底给了我什么
？Because every day, every moment, we're there counting how much I've given Him, how much I have received from Him in return.
享受不到神的爱。
they will not enjoy his love.
第三个原因，在这种交易型的信心、交易型的关系里面，你的心永远没有平安。
Number three, under such relationship, there will be no peace inside you.
因为你意识到在你的意识里面，神是你的对手。
Because you will sense that God has become your competitor.
你要跟神来一场交易，你希望最后至少，没有赢也要平手。
So, in dealing with him, you will, at least try to earn back from him, the at least the cost of making such business deal.
到底是你厉害还是神厉害？在这场交易的当中，你能不能这个这叫做全身而退
？So, are you or is God the better or shrewd businessman who's going to win this deal?
所以你心里面绝对没有把握。
So therefore,
绝对没有平安。
So you will lose that a peace and will lose that confidence and then your inner peace.
在所有交易型的信心里面的任何一种信仰里，人的心都是没有平安的。七上八下，没有把握，常常担忧，常常焦虑，不知道前面会怎么样。
So there shall be no peace under any circumstances within the believers of such faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要从交易型的信息里面走出来。
So brothers and sisters, we must come out of it, come out from it, this type of relationship with God.
我们要常常提醒自己一个很基本的一个真理，就是神不欠我什么。
We must remind ourselves all the time that God does not owe us anything.
不仅是坐在你旁边那一位，哇，从小到大凡事顺利的那一位，神不欠他什么。
Even that person who's been prosperous ever since birth, God does not owe that person anything either.
连你这位可能经历过多少的风浪、多少的苦难跟打击、挫折的这一位。你也必须承认神不欠你什么。
Even those who have experienced hardships and frustrations all their lives, God still does not owe you.
如果我们从神那里曾经领受过任何的恩典、任何的福气，我们要认识那是白白的恩典，是神白白赐给我们的，不是我们配得什么。
If we have received much, many type of blessings and from God, we have recognized that we receive those free.
让我们从心里面完全的胜过这种心态，认识到说，在我生命的当中，我永远没有办法贿赂神，我也永远不需要贿赂神。
We must overcome these type of mentalities. In our lives, we can never bribe God, or we never need to bribe him for anything.
因为这位神他早就在耶稣基督的里面用永远的爱爱我。
Because he, through Christ, has loved us with an everlasting love.
所以我们从这地方，我们就要讲到第二种类型的信心，就是交易型的信心，必须要转变过去的这种信心。我称它为安息在神恩典里面的信心。
So when we come out of this business type of faith, we will enter into a faith that is to rest in God's grace.
安息在神的恩典里面信心，这是在哪一位的身上我们可以看得到呢？
So on whose life that we can find this type of faith?
在这里面一样，在乃曼的身上，在乃曼得着医治之后，你看见他有一个安息在神恩典里面的信心。
On the same person, Naaman, but after he was healed of his disease.
在第十五节这个地方，这里说乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前，他就说。如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。哎，怎么又谈到礼物了
？In verse 15, it says, "Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, 'Now I know that there is no God, in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now the gift from your servant.'"
但是你有没有发现到这一个礼物？同样是六银子十他连得，金子六千舍客的一裳十套。同样那些礼物，现在的意义已经完全不一样了。有没有发现
？I don't know if you have realized that the same gifts he brought with him now has taken on a new meaning.
以前那些礼物是用来交换的，现在这些礼物却是一个感恩的奉献。
Before he was healed, the gifts were for exchange of something, but now after he was healed, these gifts become a sign of joyful thanksgiving.
一谈到贿赂，我们都觉得哎呀，这个很丑陋。可是，一谈到感恩的奉献，我们就觉得这个很美。
Whenever we talk about bribes, we know there's something ugly going on. But when we talk about Thanksgiving, there's something beautiful that happened.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有发现到，很多时候我们同样做一件事情，可是当我们的心态不一样的时候，意义完全不一样。With
the change of attitude, all things taken on a new meaning.
姐妹拉着一个很长很长的脸，在家里面做饭，跟欢欢喜喜唱诗歌，在家里面做饭，对这个家庭的意义完全不一样。
Same, a cooked meal, but if sister does it with a long face and grouchy and hold grudges, it's totally different than a sister who's singing with a joyful heart.
弟兄拉着一个长长的脸去庭院里面割草，跟欢欢喜喜的把草割得干干净净的，一样不一样？不一样。The
same. Yard work, mowing the lawn, if the brother does it with a long face, it's totally different from if he could do it with a joyful heart.
意义不一样，结果也完全不一样。The
meaning of the work is different, and the result will be different also.
我们看见乃曼这个时候把这个礼物献上来的时候，他心中充满了神的恩典。So
now when Naaman presented the gifts, he was filled with joy.
而且这个时候，他的心里面不再有任何的惧怕、焦虑了。He
had no more fear or worry.
因为神不再是站在另外一边的那一位他的对手，而是那一位爱他、医治他、施恩给他的那一位爱他的神。Because
to him, God is no longer an adversary, but a God who loves him and blesses him and saves him.
他不再需要害怕神了。He
no longer need to fear this God.
充满了恩典在心里面，充满了平安在他心里面，所以我说这叫做安息在神的恩典里面的信心。But
grace and peace and joy fill his heart. Therefore, I call this a rest in God's grace type of faith.
这是一个很宝贵的信心，在我们的生命里面一定要建立起来。This
is a precious type of faith. We must establish that in our life.
但有人可能对我这样子的分析，乃曼可能会不太同意。
But maybe some of you may not agree with my analysis of Naaman's life.
我们中间一定有人说，乃曼他当然有安息啦。为什么？因为他病得医治了嘛。You
might say Naaman either way will should have peace because his leprosy was cured.
如果乃曼的病没有得到医治，他还能够这样安息在神的恩典里面吗？
If God had not cured him of his illness, do you think he still could find such peace?
这种信心太容易了。如果神也让我凡事顺利的话，我今天也是安息在他的恩典里面的。This
type of faith is easy. If God make me prosperous, I will rest in His grace too.
为什么很多时候我的信心七上八下的，好像都站不起来？就是神从多少事情，这个跟神求神，到现在都还没有给我成就。I
have this shaky of faith type of faith because not everything I ask of God. Was received by me.
所以只要神把我的难处都拿走了，我当然可以安息在他的恩典里面啦，对不对？
So if God removes all my difficulties, of course I can rest in His grace too.
其实我们从这段经文里面来看，乃曼信了神之后，到底是他的人生就开始这个一帆风顺，还是他人生的大困难、大困难、大危机才正在要开始？
If we read carefully, we'll see that after Naaman believed in God, that was the time when big trouble began.
你发现乃曼一信主，他就想到有一个大麻烦在他的面前的。The
moment he became believing God, he knew that there was a trouble laying ahead waiting for him.
他马上就想到说，我是亚兰国的大将军啊。He
was reminded that he was the commander in chief, commander of the army of the king of Aram.
每一年亚兰王要到临门庙去拜的时候，我的职责之一就是要跟他一起到临门庙去的。王下拜的时候，我当然也一样要叩头啊，叩头啊，不是叩头啊。He
said every year he was obligated to accompany the king of Aram, to bow in the temple of Ramon.
以前不信没有信神，现没有关系啊。 现在信了耶和华了，明明知道耶和华才是唯一独一的真神，已经不想要再到那种偶像庙里面啊，这样子这样对着偶像叩头了。可是怎么办呢？
But before believing God, there was no conflict. But now, being a believer of God, he no longer could worship idols. So what should he do?
从今以后，亚兰王，我跟着亚兰王走到庙里面去，他叩头的时候，我挺得直直的站在那个地方，可行吗？
So from now on, if I accompany the king to the temple of Rimmon, if he bowed, could I stand still, not bowing?
王会说：“哦，你脖子挺得这么直，就是要等人让人家把你砍下来，对不对
？”The king may say, you know, you might, if you don't bow, your head might be removed.
所以乃曼突然间意识到说，他一信了神之后，他可能马上就要成为殉道士了。
So Naaman may realize that from the moment of becoming a believer of God, his life will be threatened.
以前他得了大麻风，如果死了的话，至少还可以国葬，对不对？
If he died from his leprosy before, maybe he will have a royal funeral.
现在这下子，草席包一包，然后还连株连九族全部都完了。
So now, if he died from insubordination, he may die a miserable death and may affect the rest of his family too.
你说乃曼能够安息在神的恩典里面吗？
So could Naaman rest in peace?
这位刚刚才信主的这位乃曼，他能够安息吗？
Can, when faced with life-threatening crisis, as a result of his newfound belief, can Naaman find peace?
哇，不得了啊，弟兄姐妹，当我们想到这样子的问题的时候。
It's a tough issue for you, for anyone to handle.
在你的人生的当中，你有没有曾经遇到一些事情，你在那边真的觉得说，哎呀，都是信仰惹的祸，早都不信神就没事，有没有这样子？有没有经过这样的情况
？Have you also come across certain situation, you would say it's all because my faith?
不要奇怪，神如果让乃曼可以遇得到的话，神绝对没有说你永远不会遇得到。
If Naaman will come across such difficulties because of his faith, so could we.
主耶稣说：“世人若恨你们，你们知道他在恨你们之前已经先恨我了。”
If Jesus told us, if the world hates you, you know that before they hate you, they hate me first.
不要期望着我们所信的这位神永远不会让我们因着信仰 get into trouble.
Do not expect that, be expect that we'll get ourselves in trouble because of our faith.
要因着我们所信的是真神，因着我们所信的这个信仰是真理，以至于我们会跟神说：“主啊，不论有多少的 trouble, 我愿意。”
Because, on the other hand, we must know that because the God we believe is a true God, then we'll be, We have enough faith or confidence that God will protect us, help us when we're faced with the challenges.
但是面对这个 trouble 怎么办呢？你发现乃曼几乎承受不住这样子的挑战了。
But facing such difficulties, Naaman was caught empty-handed.
他几乎准备要妥协了。他跟以利沙说。我用手缠他在临门庙，我也屈身。我在临门庙屈身，这事愿耶和华饶恕我。
He said, "When I accompanied the king to bow in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive me for that."
这绝对是一个很难有平安的一个时候。
So he was about to make compromises and.Therefore, difficult situation to retain that peace.
但是能够有平安吗？你们说。
But can anyone have peace under that circumstances?
乃曼在这个很难有平安的时候，他能够有平安吗
？Can Naaman find peace in such a crisis?
以利沙对乃曼怎么说
？What did Elisha said?
他说：“你可以平平安安的回去。”
He said, "Go in peace."
能不能有平安
？Could he have peace?
能有平安，能有平安。
Yes, definitely.
很奇妙的，是能够有平安。
Yes, indeed, you can still have peace.
你发现到李丽莎对乃曼的回答非常的有智慧。
You see that the reply of Elisha is full of wisdom.
一方面，以利沙没有对乃曼说，那还得了啊？你知道吗？信的神这时候不能再信，就不能再拜偶像了。回去之后，立刻跟你的亚兰王这个表明立场。他没有这样说。
You have to see that Elisha didn't say to Naaman, "No way! How dare you? How can you, a believer, continue to idol worship? Return to the king and to establish your own stand."
他如果这样子说的话，他等于是叫乃曼，这位刚刚信主的乃曼，立刻就为主殉道。不是不可能，但是难度还蛮高的。
So if Elisha had dogmatically forbidden Naaman to worship idols, he might as well send him a death wish.
但是乃曼，以利沙也没有对乃曼说没关系啦，这个我知道很困难的啦，拜就拜嘛，无所谓啦。他也没有这样说。
On the other hand, Elisha did not tell Naaman to say, "It's okay, whatever you want to do, it's okay."
以利沙的回答是什么意思？以利沙的回答就是告诉乃曼说，在一个像山一样的难处的前面，在一个你的信心似乎冲不过去的一个时候，你第一件事情还不是怎么样冲过这个困难。你第一件事情是先安息在神的恩典里面。
What Elisha actually saying to Naaman is, when faced with such obstacle, the first thing is not to worry about how you're going to deal with it. First thing you do is to rest in God's grace.
在极大的挑战的面前，我们第一件事情是先来到神的面前，安息在他的怀里。
When faced with great life's challenges, the first thing we should do is come and rest in God's grace.
就好像以色列人走到红海边，埃及的追兵已经追到快要追上他们的时候，前面红海，后面是埃及的军队，以色列人不知道该怎么办。
Just like when Israelites in Exodus, when they were faced with the Red Sea in front and the Pharaoh's army behind, they were caught not knowing what to do.
摩西的第一句话不是说，哎，不要怕，不要怕，我们现在把红海分开，我们从那边走过去。这是神已经定好的军事计划，没有这样说。
The first thing that Moses told Israelites is not the plan that God, how God was going to save them.
摩西对以色列人说：“你们尽管站住，看耶和华今天在你们当中要这样子。”
But he said, "Stand still, be still, and behold the salvation of the Lord."
都完全不知道神要怎么样帮助我突破这些困难的时候。我先安息在神的里面。
Before knowing how God's going to save us from the challenges of hardship, we come and rest before Him.
这叫做安息在神恩典里面的信心。
That is the faith that we refer here as to rest in the grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，神非常的清楚，我们事实上，我们信主之后，我们灵命成长过程，我们灵命成长到什么程度？其实很多时候，我们所能够面对，所能够突破 的困难挑战，其实也就是这么多。
God knows very well that our physical life, must be congruent with the level of maturity of our spiritual life. There's only so much we can do under certain spiritual maturity.
在我们信主的这么多年的当中，我们一定不断的在面对到说，我以我现在灵命的成熟的程度。我有一些有一些挑战，似乎我可以胜过，可是一定会有一些更大的挑战，我就常常觉得胜不过。
Before God, with our level of spiritual maturity, we may overcome certain challenges, but we have fallen short of God's standards in other areas too.
我们会不断的在面对一个事实，就是。很多时候我很清楚知道神的旨意是这样，但是我的信心却做不到。
Frequently we know what the will of God is, but because of feeble faith, we cannot reach that level.
但以利沙对乃曼说，我们要认识到神是一位满有恩典怜悯的神。
But Elisha told Naaman that This God we believe in is a compassionate and gracious God.
神在耶稣基督的里面已经完全饶恕了我们一切的过犯。
God has forgiven all of our transgressions in Christ.
即使在我们的生活当中有许多的亏欠，有许多的失败跟跌倒，但是神仍然是我们的神，是那位不会丢弃我们的神。
Even though we have fallen short, we have failed and stumbled and commit mistakes, God, we believe, will not forsake us.
所以在这里有一个恩典跟真理之间的平衡，好像主耶稣道成肉身，圣经上说他是满有恩典与真理一样。
We must strike a balance between God's grace and His truth, just like when Christ came, is full of grace and truth.
在圣经里面，一切神的命令、神的吩咐，都是绝对的真理，都是我们不能够妥协、不能够不能够忽略的。
All the commands and rules given by God are truth and cannot be compromised.
对的就是对的，不对的就是不对的。当我们做不到的时候，我们永远不跟自己说没关系啦。
Truth must be upheld. Wrong is wrong, and we in Christ we never say it's okay.To do wrong things.
每次我们认识到我们没办法行出神的心意的时候，我们都再次的被提醒到说，我们的生命需要成长。
But every time when we, in our shortcomings, if we're incapable of being perfect, that should compel us to grow to improve.
我们永远不拿神的恩典来作为我们可以放纵情欲的借口。
We should never use the grace of God as a carte blanche for us to indulge in life of fleshly desires.
但是另一方面，当我们仍然没办法完全满足神心意的时候，我们要继续安息在神丰满的恩典里面。
But when we cannot meet God's standards, we must come and rest in His grace.
让我们在一生的道路当中，任何时候，我们都一方面认识到自己的不足，认识到自己的生命必须要继续成长，也同时认识到说，没有任何的人事物能够使我与神的爱隔绝。
On one hand, we must recognize we still fallen short of the God standard. We must improve. On the other hand,Nothing, even our transgressions, will separate us from the love of God.
神仍然与我同在，神一定会保守我到底。
God is with me; He will protect me.
这叫做安息在神的恩典里面的信心。
And that is the faith to rest in God's grace.
我们有这样子的信心，才不会掉落到那种交易型的信心里面去。
With such faith, then we'll be able to stay away from or fallen into the first type of faith, like a business type.
除非我们真是心安息在神那个可靠的恩典里面，否则我们常常会被引诱，要去用什么东西来交换，来让我们好像觉得自己得着神从神那里来的确据跟保证。
Unless we are assured to rest in God's grace, we always have the tendency.To try to exchange things with God with our effort.
我们进到第三个类型的信心。
So let's go on to the third type of faith.
第三个类型的信心，我称它为纸上谈兵的信心。
The third type of faith, let me call that the only in theory.
在谁的身上我们可以看见这样的信心呢？在以色列王的身上，你可以看见。
We can see that from the king of Israel.
当乃曼带了许多的礼物来到撒玛利亚的时候，以色列王看了这些礼物，他没有非常高兴，他反而怎么样？
When Naaman brought these great gifts before the king of Israel, the king was not overjoyed.
第七节这里说，他看了信就撕裂衣服，说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？”这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人就是那个亚兰王，何以寻隙攻击我呢？
Verse 7 says, The king of Israel tore his robes and said, Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow, meaning king of Aram, sent someone to me to be cured of his leprosy. See how he is trying to pick a fight with me.
为什么以色列王会撕裂衣服，好像大难临头一样呢？ 因为除了那么多的礼物之外，还有加上一封信，对不对？ 挺凶悍的一封信哦。
Why would the king of Israel behave like this and tore his robes apart like there, he was facing with great trouble? Because in addition to gifts, there was one letter.
第六节说，那个信上写说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到信就要治好他的大麻风，没治好会怎么样？
In verse 2, it says, the letter says, I'm sending my servant to you so that you can cure of his illness. What it didn't say was the result if you don't.
所以以色列王会撕裂衣服，好像也蛮可以理解的。但是你仔细去一想，特别是从以色列王所讲的话里面来看，你会觉得说，可是这位以色列王难道一点信心都没有吗？
We could understand how King of Israel would feel after reading such an intimidating letter, but we might wonder, does the King of Israel show no faith in God at all?
你看他讲的话，他应该是挺有信心的，特别是对神应该挺有信心的，对不对？他说神能够使人死，神能够使人活。哇，我看这样子的对神的认识。 是很深刻的，可能不是很多人都有的。From
what he said, we probably should say that he has certain faith in God because he says God can raise the dead people to life.
生命是完全掌握在神的手里的。如果是这样子的话，神能不能治好乃曼的大麻风？
If life is controlling God's hand, if he could raise death from raise people from the dead, can he not cure leprosy?
对这位能够使人死、能够使人活的这位神来说，医治乃曼的大麻风真是 piece of cake.
So it's no big deal that God can perform a small miracle and healing Naaman of his leprosy, right?
那干嘛要撕裂衣服呢？就直接说放马过来吧，就好了嘛，是吧？
So why should the king of Israel behave this way? He said, just come on, bring it on.
所以你就发现到说，这位以色列王，他头脑里面的所有的那些知识，没有一样跟他的生活的实际的处境连接起来的。So
from King of Israel's reaction, we know that his faith is only head knowledge and never connected with his life.
他的信心都在头脑里面。 从来没有考虑说要在生活的当中怎么样把它应用出来，所以我说它是纸上谈兵的信心。So
his faith is in theories only on paper. It's all hollow, not applicable to his daily living.
今天其实蛮可惜的，很多基督徒我们可能没有注意到，我们的信心常常也是纸上谈兵的。It's
a pity that today Christians, our faith is just like his.
我们读经的时候，读到福音本是神的大能，大家都说阿门。When
we read the scriptures and says the gospel is the power of God, Amen. We all can say that.
我们说神永远不会丢弃我们，我们都说阿门。God
will never forsake us, Amen.
但是，一碰到需要用信心、需要把它化为行动的时候，七个字就会跑出来。But
whenever we have to put our faith to practice, a phrase will always come out.
这七个字就是：但是万一怎么办？
The phrase always include, well, but what if?
差不多快变成基督徒的口头禅了，常常都是万一，但是万一怎么办
？We utter these words all the time.
神无所不能，神能够使人死，神能够使人活，但是我不是神。
God can raise the dead, but
万一乃曼的病不能够治好怎么办
？What if Naaman's leprosy could not be cured? What then?
福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。阿门。The
gospel is the power of God, can save all who believe. Amen.
但是我的口才不好，要是人家问我问题，怎么办
？But I'm clumsy in words. When people ask me questions, What end?
所以你发现到说，多少时候我们信心的道路就是，但是万一怎么办？这七个字一出来就卡住了。
So frequently our faith was choked by these words, but it, what if?
我们读经跟聚会的当中，有多么热切的信心被眺望起来，一走出去，但是万一怎么办？七个字一出来，马上就破功了。
Your faith and was revived in the church, but once you step outside, when, but what if and what should we do? Come, your faith immediately loses effectiveness.
所以聚会从来没有缺席过，但是信心却从来没有再成长过。
So Christians will never miss any meetings, but their faith never grow.
很可惜啊，教会我们个人常常就在原地那边一直踏步，踏了多少年。
Unfortunately, we have always get stuck in a stalemate.
求主帮助我们在我们的思想里面要完全把这七个字丢掉。
May God help us to get rid of all these extra phrases that we add to God's promise.
我们要下定一个决心，在圣经里面任何一个神的应许、神的真理的面前，我永远不加上。但是万一怎么办
？So we need to be determined never add these extra words to God's promises.
保罗有一次很自然的就把这样子的一个突破了这种纸上谈兵的这种真实的信心给表达出来。
Paul once expressed such a phony faith clearly.
他在海上的大风浪当中，《使徒行传》第27章，他对船上的人说：“我相信神的话怎么说？”事情就要怎么成就，不打折扣的。
In a big storm recorded in Acts 27, he said to his followers, "I believe God will do what He promised."
圣经上讲说，神的话、神的应许，不论有多少，在基督耶稣里面都是是的，也因着他也都是确实的。我们永远不需要再加但是，没有万一。不需要 worry 怎么办
？God will never discount His promises.
我们要从这样子的一个信心里面走出来，我们就要来学习第四类型的信心。
So in order to come up with such phony faith, we must enter into the fourth type of faith.
这第四类型的信心，我称它为安息在神全能里面的信心，是在哪一位的身上我们可以看得见呢？
The fourth type of faith, I'll call that a rest in God's power type of faith, on whose life that we can find this.
在这段经文里面，以利沙的身上你可以看得见，也在那位小女子的身上你可以看得见。
We can find this in Elijah's life and also that maid servant.
时间的关系，我们就单单讲这位小女子就好了。
Because the time, we shall focus on the maid servant.
其实我想你看得出来，在乃曼得医治的整个过程的当中，这位小女子扮演的角色是很关键的，是不是
？You see that the maid servant played a pivotal role in Naaman's healing process, right?
如果她没有提出这样子的一个建议，乃曼想也想不到说要到以色列去求这位耶和华神的医治。
If the maid never had never suggested Naaman, he would never dreamed of going to Israel for a cure.
我们很快就会说，这位小女子她的信心是一种能够使别人得到祝福的信心。
So quickly we can say that the faith of the maid is someone that can bring others blessings.
但我喜欢进一步的用这个可能不多人用的这个用词“安息在神全能里面的信心”来描述它。
But I would like to use this not frequently used to rest in God's power type of faith to describe her.
我想我们可以想象这位小女子她的过去的人生经历是非常坎坷的，非常可怜的，受过了很多的委屈，很多的欺凌，是不是？因为她被人经历战乱，然后被人家掳掠，甚至掳掠到异邦成为一个奴隶。
We know that there's a lot of misfortune befall on this maid servant. She went through war, captivity, and forced into slavery in a foreign country.
在这期过程当中，他经历过多少的痛苦，这种艰难，甚至创伤、委屈。照理来说，他的心里 应该是会成为一个很不平衡的一个人。
So under such hardship, with so much mistreatment wound, she ought to be quite having quite emotional disturbed and downcast.
照理来说，他住在乃曼的家里，他心里头一定是非常仇恨着亚兰人，仇恨着乃曼。照理来说，当他听到乃曼得了大麻风的时候，他应该是拍手叫好，幸灾乐祸。哎呀，恨不得他这个大麻风就死去算了。
So we would expect that she must have hated the Naaman Amorites greatly, but strangely speaking, when she found out Naaman was stricken with leprosy, she did not cheer, but stretched out a hand of a compassionate helping hand.
但是这里有一句话很宝贵，在第三节，他说：“巴不得我的主人能够去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”巴不得。
But here in verse 3 it says, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he could cure him of his leprosy."
你发现到他从心里面接纳着这位带给他这么多苦难的这位仇敌，从心里面爱着这位带给他多少伤害的这位乃曼。
So we see in her, down deep in her heart, she has accepted this enemy who must have mistreated her.
她完全胜过了她所经历过的苦难。
He must have overcome the hardship and afflictions that brought upon her.
这里面有一个很基本的关键。
There is one key point here.
那个关键就是他一定从头到尾，在整个过程的当中，他所经历的一切的当中，他都深深的相信神从头到尾都在掌权。
And that key point is that through all this experience, she must have realized that it's God's will, that God put her there, and God allowed those things happen.
弟兄姐妹，我们记得这件事情，除非你的信心已经认定到。无论我经过什么样子的经历，我人生走过的每一个历程的当中，神都是从头到尾完全的在掌权。除非我们有这样子的一个信念，否则我们没办法胜过苦难的。
Unless we come to the complete realization that God is in control in every step in our lives, we will never be able to overcome the hardships that we encounter.
当这位小女子她说巴不得我的主人能够去见撒玛利亚的先知，她说必能治好她的大麻风，就是表明说她一直走到今天沦为奴隶，她仍然深深的相信着这位神在掌权着，是一位掌权的神。
When she said, "Go to Samaria, the prophet will cure you," it's a sign of her faith that she testified that GodShe believed still in control, even under such hardship.
因为他有这样子的认识，所以他就知道说，今天我在这里是神把我带来到这里的，在我这个处境，在一个地方，都是神把我带来，没有任何其他的人能够把我拽到这里来，如果没有神的同意的话。
She realized that without God's permission, or if it had been the will of God, no one will.Be able to drag her into a foreign land and be a slave.
既然是神把我带来到这里的，神就必定有他的美意。
So if it's God who brings me here, God has His will for me to be here.
所以今天我在这里，在这个处境的当中，我的人生只有一个重点。
So today there's only one thing important in my life.
那个重点就是我要在这里好好的服侍神，服侍神放在我周围的。
And that is, I will seize every opportunity to serve God and the people He placed around me.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有很深的认识到，今天你会在这里，今天你会在你现在所处的这个人生的境遇的当中，是神把你带来到这里的，不是任何一个人，是神。
brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize or recognize that in your positions today and the current condition in your life, it is God who brings you here and puts you here.
以至于今天你在这里，你的人生也只有一个重点。
So there is only one, important thing in your life today.
就是在这里好好的服侍神，服侍神放在你周围的。
That is to seize every opportunity to faithfully serve God and the people who God placed in your life.
所以我们的心就安息在神的全能的里面。
With such knowledge, then we'll find peace in God's power.
哦，弟兄姐妹，当我们的心能够安息在神的全能里的时候，我们不论是在苦境、苦难的当中，还是任何处境的当中，我们的心、我们的生命就不会在那种变成像消极、颓废。那种畏畏缩缩的，我们生活会每天活得非常的有力量，有劲有力的这样子活，我们每天的生活。
So when we are sure that we rest in God's power, no matter what our outward circumstances are, we will not be downcast, withdrawn, but on the contrary, we will live vigorously.
就好像你看见这位小女子。跟那位以色列王完全不一样。这小女子没有说：“我岂是神？神能够使人死，神能够使人活，算了吧，还是不要管这桩闲事。”
You see, the maid servant has a totally different reaction from the king of Israel. She did not say, "I'm no God. I can't do all that things. Why should I get into somebody else's business?"
从人的角度来看，这个小女子她真的是在多管闲事啊，真的是拎着自己的脑袋准备让人家砍下来的。
From human perspective, this little maidservant actually is stretching her neck out for somebody that she shouldn't, that she need not to.
要是乃曼到了以色列去，发生了一点出了什么差错，有个三长两短，头脑袋第一个掉下来的，绝对是这个小女子。
If Naaman's visit to Israel, the result was not as hoped for, the first person to lose a life is this maidservant.
但是你却看见这位小女子，当她安息在神的全能里面的时候，她的生活是蛮有力量的，是蛮有把握，是很敢作敢为的。
But you see, when this maid servant, when she found rest in God's power, she acted bravely, courageously.
在这段经文里面，你看见到一个极大的讽刺，就是一个人可以贵为一国之君，有多少权力握在他的手上，可是他却。什么事也不敢做，什么事也做不了。
The irony is that we see the king of Israel with the power of the old nation under one hand could not do anything.
可是一个小小的奴隶，一个小小的女子，什么条件也没有，她却能够在这个时候发挥那一个关键性的那个角色。
But a mere maid servant without anything could.Make a major difference.
所以，当我们真是去学习这样的信心，常常安息在神的全能里面的时候
，So when we learn such faith to rest in God's power,
你会发觉到说，你也会变成你敢为了主，你敢于做别人所不敢做的事。
You will discover that for the sake of the Lord, we will do things no one else dare to do.
为了神的缘故，你敢走别人所不敢走的路。
For God's sake, you dare to travel the path that no one else dare to.
然后你会成为别人所不能成为的那种祝福。
But also, you will bring blessing to people that no one else could bring.
你说这么大的信心，谁能够学会呢
？You say such great faith, who can possess?
这段经文很有意思。这段经文怎么称呼这位乃曼的？女仆人，她叫什么名字
？It's interesting in the scripture. What does the scripture call that the maid servant of Naaman?
没有名字，是不是？这是一个百分之百的无名小卒。
The Bible didn't even mention her name once. She was a true unknown little soldier.
圣经要让我们看见说，这样一个我们看为非凡的信心。不错，大先知以利沙有这样信心，我们只是刚刚没有去谈论到。但是，连一个无名小卒的一个小女子、小奴隶，也可以有这样子的信心。
Yes, indeed, such extraordinary faith may be possessed by a little known girl, a slave girl.
这样的信心真的不是大先知，所谓的属灵伟人他们的专利品。
And such phrase is not only limited to the great man of faith in the Bible.
是你我，我们向神求，我们来学习，神要放进到我们生命里面的。
But for you and me, if we're willing to ask God and learn from Him.
这也是神对你我对我们生命的心意，我们一起来祷告。
That is the will of God for you and me. Let's pray.
天父，我们